Arrowheads, Olicity everywhere. It's finally happening, and I'm so happy about it. Let's talk about some Arrow.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You can't dance to that.
No, you can't.
No, it's too hard. Trancy.
Ah, it's just such a good open.
It is.
You guys, welcome back to the Arrow After Show. It's going to be so fun today. As per usual, there's some changes to the cast of the show tonight, but we'll talk about it. I'm Olivia Di Bortoli. You can find me at Olivia Di Bortoli everywhere, and I'm going to let my friends introduce themselves.
Hey guys, I'm Carolina Benetti, and you can find me on Twitter at Carolina Benetti and on Instagram at LenaBean113.
Hi, I'm Cherry, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram as Cherry_LA.
Yeah, Cherry. She's the best. And if you guys didn't know, Carolina and I have been, you know, some buds for a long time. We did this after show for a couple of years on another station, so now we're back together.
It was really nice. We had French fries to celebrate.
Don't tell them that. We're supposed to be, like, you know, eating healthy. What are you doing?
Anyways, fries are a potato.
Okay,
this is a vegetable.
let's get into the episode because I really loved it because, as we all know, I'm a huge Olicity shipper, and it was basically all Olicity all the time. It was the episode was called Reversal because that's exactly what happened. You know, Olicity became kind of the Green Arrow, and Oliver kind of took the, you know, the Overwatch type of scene. What do you guys think about it?
I loved it. There were so many role reversals in this episode. It was so cool to see. And I like that he called it out too, that he was like, is this what it feels like to be you? And she was like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I'm sorry. I thought, and that was my favorite part because she went up to him and she like kissed him. and like had like the nice little like kisses and stuff. But yeah, I like that part.
I love the episode. I'm sorry I'm not Team Olicity, but Felicity kicked behind. She kicked booty. She was large and in charge, and I loved it.
Well, yes. She's always been large and charge. And did we notice a little that her hair was longer in this episode and it was blonder? I feel like she got some extensions, girl. Get it.
It looked good.
Yes, she looked so good. I was so happy about it. But let's talk about her. It wasn't just Olicity that I feel like was part of this episode. It was mostly Felicity, too. Like, she was doing everything. She had, like, a major role in, I feel like, every scene. And I feel like maybe we haven't seen that as much in the past episodes.
No.
I really liked it because she really got to experience what it was like to be the Green Arrow in a way. Like, she's never really gotten out into the field that way.
Right.
So it was awesome to see her in the hot seat, like the live hot seat where she had to rely on Oliver. And I love that he went in there and did that for her. You guys had a moment. I was like, look at him. He's doing it.
He's so cute.
And he was like, left. And she's like, you're sure about that? He's like, there's a learning curve. My left, your right.
Yeah. That was, we both laughed out loud at that. I was like, that was so cute.
That was funny. You have to do this, left or left, to figure out left or right.
Well, yeah, but I feel like maybe it was reversed because he was looking at the screen.
The wrong screen, yes.
I don't know. And I like how all the villains were very respectful. I feel like every time someone captures Felicity, they're always very respectful of her. Like, tonight, he was always like, Miss Smoke, instead of being like, you know, screw you, blah. He was like, excuse me, Miss Smoke. But we'll get to King James. Actually, let's get to him now. Michael Enmerson. Cherry's a big fan of his.
I love him.
Yeah, he was.
Love him.
He's been in Lost. He's been in a bunch of shows before, so it was good kind of seeing. What?
Person of interest.
It's one of your favorite shows.
I love him.
So yeah, I feel like we're going to see a lot more of him. What did you guys think? What did you think of seeing Caden and him as the big bad this episode?
I'm excited that he's the big bad because it means he's in for the long haul. Yeah. But I honestly thought it was the young guy the whole time.
Yes, me too.
And then he comes out when they're in Helix, well, like the skeleton basically of Helix. And I was like, what? It's this guy?
Yeah.
So that was a nice surprise. Way to go, Arrow. Like, I like being surprised on shows, especially when you've been watching them for this many seasons now. I always get pumped up when I'm like, I didn't see that one coming.
You're right.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh,
you feel like you can call stuff now.
It was a big surprise when he just spoke in the shadow. I still thought it was a young guy. And then I was like, oh my God. I knew he was coming, but I honestly thought he was going to be a good guy. And now when he plays bad with that voice, yeah. he's looking all dead eyes like, I don't want to do this. It's democracy. But I'm going to have to kill you now. I was like, yeah, yes. That's cool.
He kind of reminded me of Felicity's father in a way. Like the whole, you know, hacker, but bad guy.
I wrote that down. Oh, me too. Oh, we're right here. I literally wrote, this villain reminds me of the mental face-off she had with her father.
Yeah.
100%. Especially the way she was at the computer. Mm-hmm. If they would have done like a split screen going back and forth, I would have been like, oh, mm-hmm. This is it.
And I also feel like, I don't know, we'll save this for predictions, but I feel like he might, you know, we're obviously going to see him back again, but he might try to recruit her. And
totally. Have, he yeah. seems kind of enamored of her yeah. intelligence.
He's always liked her. He liked her when they first appeared and he didn't see who it was.
Yeah.
He's always had a major connection with her because of her ability, the way she thinks. And I think he's attracted to strong women because when they showed the bullpen before, it was a lot. It was a mixed group of males and female hackers.
Yeah, it's
okay. Well, totally. Like on a side note, yeah. talking about him being infatuated with her. So you know how they say when people go to prison, like how they get those pen pals and they become like really like addicted to that pen yeah. pal because they're only like communication and there's like this like group of women that exist out there that like. Do this yeah. and then they get like married to ex-inmates.
See?
So, but she freed him, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. So, like, what if he's like low-key addicted to her because yeah. he knows that she freed him?
I feel like
it's
she
like
would
a little
be.
Real life like relevance right there yeah. of something that actually goes on. Don't hate me, guys. But like, that does happen.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it in my head. I was like, oh, this is like those documentaries I watch on yeah. Netflix.
It's definitely not over between the two of them. So people are saying we're not checking the chat. We are checking the chat. So let's chat. Let's get on. Let's do some shout outs. Hi, Ivan. I see you. You're always the best. Hi, Stormy. Slade on next week. We want to talk about that. We'll get to that later, but we're very excited about Slade coming on. I don't trust Elena, and I think she is a sacrificial lamb. That's what we were saying.
I was yeah. thinking Elena was doing some sort of backstabbing because he said how he felt betrayed.
Okay.
And I don't think it was because she brought on Felicity. I think she was doing something before she brought on Felicity, and she couldn't do it by herself.
Okay. I feel like she's going to die soon. Sorry, but it's Arrow. Let's just be real.
A lot of people die.
But I feel like she's going to die soon, and I feel like she is kind of the sacrificial lamb. Like, she's going to die in a way that we're not going to like, and not in a way that she was, like, backstabbing anyone. I feel like she is maybe trying to do the right thing now, but that she's going to pay for it in a weird way. I don't know.
My opinion is out on her. I feel like it's 50-50. It could go either way.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, let's go on to Team Arrow. So, Sherry is the one who kind of noticed some kind of
shadiness.
Some shadiness with the team and with Diggle. What are your thoughts on that?
I love Diggle being in charge, but I think he was really disrespectful to Curtis when they were in the computer room.
Okay.
Curtis was like, oh, dude, I can totally do this. He was like, no.
Yeah.
We get Felicity on in here. And Curtis looked at him. He cut his eyes at him so hard that if it had been a knife,
yeah.
his throat would have been cut. He was not having it. I think there's going to be some tension because they're not respecting his skills.
And how do we feel about Diggle being the Green Arrow? I know it's episode 2 of him being the Green Arrow. How are we feeling about it?
I mean, no one. And no one is Oliver Queen.
No
okay?
one.
No one is Oliver Queen.
Nobody.
But that being said, it was also a role reversal for him. Because not last season, but the season before when we had all the drama with Damian Dark and Andy mm-hmm. Diggle. Sorry, but you're the king of hypocrites now, Mr. John Diggle. Yeah. Because you're taking these drugs and it's really similar to what you held your brother mm-hmm. accountable for.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought it was a huge role reversal. He is now doing what Andy was doing mm-hmm. that he harped on him so much about.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big change. I mean, it's a lot of pressure for Diggle. I think he's not used to being in that particular role.
Right.
I know he was in the armed forces, but I don't think he was necessarily in charge.
Right.
And dealing with the team, dealing with a bunch of strong-willed people, and I have to say, from the time that they jumped forward from the island, it must have been months because the team has really come together.
Yeah.
Like, excessively. Like, I was like, how much time passed? Because y'all are fighting really good right now.
Yeah, no, they've definitely, like, strengthened as a team. Ivan on the chat again, he said he doesn't like Diggle being the Green Arrow, and I don't really either. But yeah, I did read an article that said that it was only going to be 6 episodes that Diggle was going to be the Green Arrow. So, I mean, we're down 2.
Stop hating my Diggle.
No, I love
Diggle. I don't have anything against him. I just
love
don't
Diggle.
Know. Well, it's better than his, like, weird Black Neato suit, as we, like, named it.
Oh, yeah, I don't know what that was.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
It looked like the Magneto helmet, but black, so I was calling him Black Neato for a whole season. Yeah. I was like, oh, Black Neato's back. I don't know if you guys watched me on the old show, but now you're on this show. On the old show. Throw it right in there. Where's Black Neato? That could be, like, a new trending hashtag on Twitter.
No, I do love Diggle, and I love his character. I love everything he does for the show. I think he's, like, I think he's the backbone of the show. If there was no Diggle, there would probably be no Arrow, maybe. But, you know, I just don't like him per se as the Green Arrow, because it's not who he is. It's, you know, that's what Oliver was made for, so.
Yes.
Anyway, so moving on to the startup that Felicity and Curtis were building, they, at the end of the episode, by calling it the Helix Dynamics, which I don't know why she would name it after a company that kind of almost destroyed her, so.
Yes. I was trying to see if it was an Easter egg in the comics, but Helix was really just like a vague reference to like another one of those super villain groups.
Right.
So I was like, okay, I don't get it. Like, she's not going to turn bad. Mr. Terrific isn't going to turn bad. I refuse to believe that.
He will never
that
turn
will
bad.
That will never happen.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't know, maybe just like an ode to the comics, but yeah, no. I was trying to figure out Helix too when she picked that.
And Helix, that has nothing to do with her computer tech to make her walk. And Helix is such a common name that I was like, why are you asking her about Helix?
Yeah.
Do a Google search. There's a bunch of stuff named Helix.
I'm trying to think. There was like one Legends episode. I quit Legends after the first season, you guys. I couldn't. It's so convoluted, and I already watched Flash, Supergirl, and Arrow. I just can't watch Legends. I can't. But there was like one in the first season where they like went to the future and Felicity's name was on buildings and stuff. So for Smoke Technologies. When she had taken over Ray's job.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
But now I wonder if the future, because it always kind of assimilates like a variety of what they've seen. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if now Helix Dynamics is going to be her and Mr. Terrific.
Yeah.
So, because in a way, the future is always like set in stone. So she will get her own tech company.
And somehow. And I like that she had the idea of replicating her chip that makes her walk, which is like, you know, they were looking for something to do. They were kind of lost with it. So I'm glad that this episode kind of tied that together. Ivan says to you, Carolina, come back to Legends. It's so much better.
Oh my gosh.
It has gotten
really good. 2 more seasons
really
to like catch up on. I'm only one person and there's only 24 hours in a day, Ivan. Like, I don't know how to explain to you that I can't.
Give up something else.
Yeah.
Come back.
There's nothing else to give up.
So Dancer Fruit says Helix Dynamics reminds me of Global Dynamics from Eureka.
Which is an interesting point.
I loved Eureka.
Okay, yeah. Good point.
So, I don't know. I mean, there has to be something that
ties.
There's
some reason for it. Well, the TV shows are, like, so awesome about pop culture references. Mm-hmm. Totally could be Eureka. Yeah.
Oh, and someone said, another fruit. You guys love fruit. Another fruit said, hoping Felicity's chip will help Diggle. Maybe that'll...
Ooh.
Interesting. Maybe.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
That could happen. Like, they could wean him off the drug with a prototype of the chip that they're working on, mm-hmm. and they rewire it to work with his, like, muscle system.
Yeah.
But he...
Or he could just stop doing the drugs.
But they only showed him doing the drug once, so it might have been just, like, a one-off.
Well, I have a feeling it could be a one-off, but I have a feeling it's more of a I'm taking this to stop the shakes type thing.
Yeah.
So they need to stop the shakes or just deal with the shakes. I don't know.
But doesn't everybody who always, like, starts on a drug, they always have, like, this, like, crazy valid reason why it started? And then it just gets crazy. There's never an actual valid reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always, like, I had this terrible surgery. You don't understand, like... I couldn't feel my butt, and then I just couldn't stop the drugs.
I just hope, I don't know, I hope I,
that's
they don't
not
do
in relation to any real people. I was just putting it out there in hopes that I couldn't possibly offend anyone with that. Just, you know, if that was you, nothing personal.
Nothing personal, you guys. I just hope it's not just a dumb, like, another, like, addiction storyline, like, mm-hmm. Laurel's and everybody else's.
Yeah, no.
I hope they don't go that on there. We've been there, you guys. We've been there.
I hope it's just like a one-off where he took it. He might suffer some withdrawals, but that he'll remember his brother and be like,
yeah.
I can't do this. I have a, is it a son now or a daughter? I can't remember.
Yeah.
He has a child and they seem to have written them out, but okay. But he has a family that he has to stay strong for.
Wait, who? Diggle?
Yeah.
They didn't write him out. He's got a daughter now.
She switched. I thought it was a son.
It's son. His name is John Diggle Jr.
Oh, yes. That's right. It was a daughter.
It was
now a daughter.
Now
it's a son.
Yeah.
Which freaked him out. And why would anyone tell somebody in your other life you had a... It's like, dude, no. That's like saying
Grant
to somebody...
Grant just felt bad. Or, well, Barry. Barry just felt bad. He had a
Now Barry needs to keep stuff to himself.
I guess.
It's like saying to someone, in your other life you're really thin and attractive, but now you're fat and broke.
Yeah.
I thought you'd want to know. No, I don't. I don't
Well, I mean,
know
he did
things.
Actually do that. He told Cisco, in your other life, you were a multi-billionaire. And he was like, great.
He was like, cool.
I didn't like that. So I was like, actually, that did happen.
Great. Thanks, you guys.
And Cisco did not appreciate
no,
that.
No, I don't think
no,
anybody would appreciate
that.
He was kind of
salty. He was like, what? And you came back here? You said I was rich. He was like,
you're really rich. You're cool. You're like... Top. He was, I mean, but I love Cisco.
Yeah.
He's my favorite character. He's literally so Flash would be called Cisco and the Flash, and I would watch it.
He's
Don't hate on me. I love him.
His hair.
Arrow could also be called like Arrow and Felicity. I'd also watch it.
Yeah.
Because I love Felicity.
And also some terrific action if he was in there, some Curtis. I would watch it if it was just like
the
Curtis,
terrific
Felicity.
Arrow and Felicity.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's so fun. I love
it. I would really have
loved Curtis, and he's gotten so much more confident with his fighting and with his abilities and his skills. He's really grown as a character since, you know, from the beginning when he was just a little one-off, little nobody, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, hey, who are you?
And that's how when you mentioned earlier, you were like, oh, they didn't trust him to, you know, when they were like, oh, Felicity needs to do that. And he was like, I can actually do it. You know, he can. He's like, he stepped
up. He's
a
genius.
He
is.
So, yeah, more of terrific, please.
Is it okay if I bring something back?
Do it.
Because I feel like we didn't talk about Felicity enough, and we don't get enough Felicity episodes.
Sherry's going to kill us. She's
it's
not
like
a
in my body.
Let's do it.
Okay, so I love Felicity, and this episode was so great because they finally got to walk a mile in each other's shoes.
Yes.
So I'm excited for what's coming forward for them because I feel like their relationship is finally going to work after that terrible sham wedding they went to like try and catch Damien Dark. It was just so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
The woman got her spine fixed and walked away from the love of her life because he's a liar. So I feel like this complete role reversal where it's now gone. It's almost like a role reversal, though, across the shows. Because I know a lot of you guys watch the other shows, and on Flash, it used to be where Barry was very much like Team Flash, and he took everybody's advice. And this whole season, he's been struggling with working with the team.
Right.
And it's the opposite for Oliver. So now we see him not being the Green Arrow, and it's cool watching him learn to actually be part of a team. So I'm really excited where it's going to take their actual relationship.
Yeah, and not only their relationship, but I feel like it's going to make the team stronger.
Totally.
So, like, him taking a back seat and being like, oh, this is what my team deals with on a daily basis while I'm out there being, like, the hero. So I think it'll be good for the team, and I think it'll bring them together when he
so
gets
back. So a happy Felicity is a happy team.
I think it's better.
Happy wife, happy life, happy Felicity, happy team.
I think it's better for him to step away because when he's in charge, he's so in charge, no one's allowed to breathe,
no one's
allowed to grow. And whatever issues people have with Diggle, at least Diggle allows some autonomy and some growth.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, if I had my druthers, both boys would be in a Arrow type ensemble because when they do the booty shots, I'm like, okay.
We can, you know. Any shots of Oliver are good shots. I did want to go back really quickly to the kind of internet part of this. I asked you guys, but we didn't answer the question. And I feel like you guys out there would know. Is that really how the internet works? Is there just one big room where all the internet is stored and then you can just kind of blow it up and then no more internet? I feel like that was kind of a stretch.
Internet.
right? What
I don't know how that works.
There's a lot of crazy heists that like you find out that it's real. So maybe there's like a lot of internet nerds that are sitting at home tonight, like, oh man, we need to make backups. Did you watch Arrow last night? I don't know why I gave them that voice. Again, I really hope you guys don't.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just feel like that was a stretch in the show. And I was seeing, let's see. I love how it happens. Oh, it happens to be in Star City. I've heard this a lot on shows. Maybe.
Yeah. It's just an easy. I mean, that's not how that works. Yeah. It's like the not the internet. That's not how any of this works.
Yeah.
But it's a really cool concept.
Yeah.
And for me, it was more along the lines of him getting into the back door of certain software programs that he could use a worm and get into everything else. But as far as it being a bunch of servers in one room, I don't think it works.
I don't think so either.
It would be cool if it did, though.
But I think what was really cool is, once again, this guy is a great villain because that's not even what he wanted.
I know. He flipped the switch at the end.
He used Felicity's intelligence against her. And I even said that when she was like, oh, we saved the world. I was like, wait, but what was that thing that he was so proud of writing?
Yeah.
I was expecting the computer to blow up on her when she like put her head down. I was like, it was like some bad mojo happening before you walked in that room.
We're definitely going to see more of him, and I'm excited for it.
Yes, he's going to be a great villain.
Yeah.
Sneaky, conniving, but yet analytical, which I love. And he's one of the few equal villains that Felicity will deal with. And the season, it looks like it's not going to be about Braun. It's going to be about the brain.
The brain. I like it. Yeah, I definitely like it.
All right, let's just talk about the last thing that we saw in the episode about Slade being back. Slade is back, and he asked for Oliver's help to find his son.
I feel like this is a take on Taken with Liam Neeson, and he's about to go all like hardcore.
Yeah.
I will find my son.
Right.
Don't make him angry.
I know.
You won't like him when he's angry.
I know. I'm like waiting for the epic phone call in the episode where I'm like, I knew it was going to be like Taken.
I know. Well, it's, I mean, I love, first of all, that movie's awesome.
It is awesome.
But yeah, I love Slade. I love that they're bringing him back, and I wonder who his son is, and I wonder if he's going to be a villain. You know?
Well, he is with the Russians, and the Russians are always bad. I'm sorry.
I know.
What do you guys think? They always make them bad on TV.
Yeah. What do you guys think in the chat? What do we think that Slade Wilson is going to, is he going to find his son, have him be a terrible, terrible human? I guess nothing. I guess you guys don't care. It's cool.
We all care about Slade, darn it. Slade is awesome.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Slade's awesome.
Anyway, Slade is awesome. Go ahead.
We're going to talk about Slade for a minute. Can I just say that I hope the prosecuting attorney eventually joins Team Arrow because she's awesome.
She is. She was pretty cool. I liked her in the first few episodes. Do you think they're going to bring another person onto the team, though?
They need someone on the team to be a moral compass. If Diggle starts being more of a muscle and fighting, he's not going to be in there saying, I don't think you should do that because it's morally wrong. I'm beginning to think Diggle's sort of moving towards being like the way the Arrow was at the beginning, which was, I think you're bad, I shall beat you.
Yeah.
But you're forgetting about your boy. Mr. Terrific is always a moral
compass.
He's
always the moral compass, too.
He is. I like him.
Someone said, how old is Slade's son? I don't know. I feel like in his 20s.
Yeah, he looked like he was in his
20s. Yeah.
So, a young adult.
Oh, yeah. Something like that. Yeah.
He wasn't 30. He was definitely like 25.
Not a baby.
Yeah. Or
no baby stealing this time.
Yeah. Grown-ups.
Okay, last topic. Let's talk about how Ollie's going to balance this life. How is he going to do all of these things? Be the Green Arrow and be a daddy and be now back a fiancé again. And how is he going to do this?
The mayor.
Well, first things first, our girl Felicity is moving back in. Don't doubt me.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know which camera is looking at me, but don't. Either one, do not doubt me.
She's moving in.
She is moving back in before the end of this season. I'm putting it out there. Never mind getting a key. She's moving back in, and he's obviously going to balance it because she's a superwoman.
Yeah. We called this, what, 2 seasons ago?
Remember?
We were like, Felicity is going to be a stepmother to William.
Yeah, we both were like, she's going to end up raising this kid. Mm-hmm. He better tell her about it. And everybody called us ridiculous.
Yeah.
We were told that we were so wrong and we need to get over it, and that kid was going to go live wherever, and all never was going to keep a secret. Who didn't keep a secret, and who's a stepmother now?
How can you keep your child a secret? I mean, for me, that was one of the many reasons Oliver is just, I wouldn't trust Oliver any more than I could throw him. I mean, I'd totally sleep with him if the opportunity presented itself.
Okay, as long as that's cleared up.
You know,
we're clear on that.
He's not a good boy. Yeah, we're clear on that. We're always clear on that.
Very
but
clear.
He's a horrible boyfriend. He always dumps her for someone better. Felicity will love him, be loyal, be his woman, and then something better will come along and he'll be like,
so you don't think this is it? You don't think this is it, Sherry? You don't think
no. Oliver will never leave Felicity. He's never wanted that. He left Laurel.
He won't leave her
again.
Then he went back to Laurel.
No, he's chosen her again and again and again. She left him last time.
He's chosen her again and again after he chooses someone else. But yes, he keeps coming back. I'll agree with you. He keeps coming back
That's
to
true.
Her. He's like a yo-yo. He comes back eventually.
All right. Well, I guess we'll have to see because...
Listen, when you're that good looking, you just have to get it all out of your system so that when you're married, it's forever.
That's true. I guess.
I know what
team you're on. Because you've already tried it. So you're like, no, I'm good. That's why I married this one.
We'll see. I think someone stormy. Oliver dumped Laurel for her own sister twice. That's really, yeah.
Thank you.
I mean,
that was nasty.
He did some shitty
nasty.
Things.
Nasty.
But, you know, I think Felicity will be forever. I think
Felicity
they're going to get married.
Felicity is end game.
Yeah, end game. She is end game. All right. You guys, we did get one fan art.
Yes.
If you want to introduce it, Carolina.
Yeah, it's from Stevenson Johnson. So you guys can find him on Twitter at StevensonJohns1. And that is myself and Olivia as Speedy and the Green Arrow.
Even though Speedy's not even on anymore. Like, Speedy
but
dipped out.
But how cool do you look?
That's true.
You look
she
very cool.
She could come back.
Yeah. And when
this is Arrow, people always come back.
She was my favorite.
Remember how we foreshadowed Felicity? He's foreshadowing.
I know.
The return of Speedy.
Speedy was my favorite of all time, and I loved her so much. So I hope she comes back. Come back, come back, Thea Queen. But yeah, so next time you fill in, we'll let him know,
that
and you'll have
so
one.
Cool.
Yeah, I didn't awesome. Know. I'm so sorry. So I told Steven. So it's my fault. I told Steven that it was a surprise, and I was going to be guest hosting with Olivia, and I thought it was just going to be us. And then we found out that the awesome Cherry was joining us, and I felt terrible because it was at, like, the ninth hour. But, yeah, please follow his fan art. Like, I know you guys love the show, and he does all of the shows, even Legends.
Yeah.
Once again, I've grown to love Legends.
It's just too many, and I really like Supergirl. I refuse to let go. I'm, like, holding on to it. Like,
Supergirl's good. But in the chat, they're really, they're
I know,
Legends
they're telling
fans,
me. They're
so
letting me know.
You need to go back on. You know, Cherry knows, too.
Listen,
it's gotten really
when
good.
Summer's yeah. here and I'm crying into my pillow because Game of Thrones isn't back, I'll sit down and watch Legends.
Okay. Deal.
Okay.
Because I won't have dragons.
And last night's episode was off the hook. Loved it. An homage to E.T.
Yeah.
Very good job.
Very All good. Right. You know what time it is. It's time for some predictions, you guys.
Woo!
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. Ooh. We should keep this on always.
I always feel like I'm abducted into an alien spaceship after they do it. I'm always like,
Are we still here? Are we still here? Okay. I'm going to talk about what I thought about Felicity and, what is his name? I'm spacing on it. Caden James.
Caden.
Yes, thank you. Anyways. I feel like he framed her, and he's gonna kind of somehow bring her into his circle, and it's not over between the two of them. And I think he's gonna do some very bad things to Felicity, and I think he's gonna be one of the bigger bads of the season. That's my prediction.
Oliver is definitely coming back, and I think it's gonna be when he outs Diggle and his drug use. And I think that Caden James is going to be an epic big bad this season because he's gonna keep outsmarting the team.
Okay.
I think we're going to have two new additions to Team Arrow. Ooh. I think Slade is going to be a recurring character that's going to come back.
Okay.
He's become kind of good, so yay. And I really think that the prosecuting attorney will eventually either be saved by one of them or something, where she'll have a little bit of an ambiguous feeling about the team and she'll be more supportive.
Okay,
cool.
I wonder why she wasn't in this episode. That's very strange.
Well, she's not prosecuting them right now.
Well,
she's observing.
She kind of
probably,
always
she's not always
prosecuting them.
She probably has some like someone following them, and she'll be watching it later. Like, huh? So he went in there, and then there was a huge fight. I came out. Because he came in with... How did they not notice a man following them with a gas mask on?
Oh, also, well, it was also one of those weird raids. You know, everyone was kind of strange looking in that place. So they were probably like, ah,
but
he fits in.
With a gas mask? Come on. If I saw them with a gas mask, I would turn right around and leave. Because my assumption is, oh, that can't be good.
Winter's Beauty says Agent Watson... Ah, I just missed it. Is going to arrest Felicity? What did you say, Winter's? I'm sorry, I just missed it. It left the screen. Agent Watson is going to arrest Felicity to force Oliver's hand somehow. That is Winter's Beauty's prediction. Which
they're going to outsmart her. They're going to outsmart her.
Yeah,
I'm not worried about that one.
I feel we'll see.
That or they'll tell her and they'll be like, "You're in the team now."
Yeah,
that's how it rolls.
I don't know. I feel like they might not be adding more people to the team, but that's just my prediction. You guys, that's all I have.
No,
same.
Yeah.
One more?
I know.
It was great hanging out with you guys. It was so nice hanging out again.
Yeah, finally. Please come. You guys come fill so in more often.
I'll fill in again.
And just so you guys know, the other two will be back next week, Matt and Alakina. They'll be back next week, so it'll be back to the normal crew. And I'll be back in my spot over there because the spot is very scary. But yeah, thanks for watching. We'll leave your comments below. I'm going to jump into the chat afterwards, and I'm going to jump in the comments. So yeah, tweet at us, all of those things. It was so fun. Bye, you guys.
So make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram. If you want to chat, you can find me at Carolina Vanetti on Twitter, LenaBean113 on Instagram.
And I'm Cherry_LA. And I'm always geeking out about all my cartoon, action hero, and, of course, just my favorite people.
Cool. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
Views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.